have complete freedom with the donor fund. And I also don't want to embarrass anybody, but I know that there are members, bodies sitting here today that on a regular basis donate to the donor fund, okay? I mean, I have charities and you have charities, and is NAFRA one of your charities? You know, you don't have to raise your hands, we have never had, in my recent memory, and Bill, you're sitting here, can you ever remember $11,000 in the donor fund?
That's amazing.
It is amazing, okay? And so there were a couple of items on the table, and unfortunately Elaine just got a call from Vicki and she was going to be our next item. But I'm going to bring forward the items for Kent Ferris. And I think, I don't want to speak for Elaine, but it's going to be ballpark the same. And we were thinking generally about giving away about half of our donor fund, okay? And these were the ones that Kent said, together with the one that Elaine says, and I don't want to steal thunder from Elaine, but I know what she was going to propose. So let me go with Kent first. These are kind of together, and these are part of these courageous initiatives, and these are activities that we have funded in the past.
Your mic went out.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just move yourself.
You're back. I already warned him. And so the four, and again, I was thinking about $1,000 each after checking with Kent, that he would like to bring forward, are all Franciscan. Many of them, of course, involve secular Franciscans, and they are Amazon Relief, run by a secular Franciscan, Jim Flickinger, a good friend, Franciscan Family Apostolate, and Alan Womet was here, made his presentation at dinner, run by, again, a secular Franciscan, Franciscan Mission Service. Last year, we may remember, we donated $1,000 for this young lady, Nora Pfeiffer, who you saw. And a lot of you had a chance, I think, to talk to Kim. It was wonderful to have her. And we, as a National Executive Council, were invited over to her house, Casa San Salvador, to be entertained. And she was so gracious, and the people there are so wonderful. And it's part of our youth initiative, working with them. Franciscan Family Apostolate. And then, you listen to Father Mike, Franciscans International has often partnered with us. And so we are suggesting to you $1,000 each for each of those four, okay? Let me repeat them again. Amazon Relief, Franciscan Family Apostolate, Franciscan Mission Service, and Franciscans International. From the donor fund, which is ours to give, $1,000 each to each of those four. Okay, Sylvia?
I so move.
Second.
Who's second? Fitz, thank you.
Fitz. Any discussion?
I call the question.
Any second to the question? This is a vote on the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now this is Sylvia's, that we accept those $4,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Wow, so generous, thank you. And Elaine has something to do with that. Frank?
You're probably going to hear me without a mic. Before we get totally away from archives and regional and local history.
Good.
You're fake now.
last year,
can you tell us?
Last year, when we were in Albuquerque, Christine Emmonsland's group put together for us a nice little book, which had in it a brief history of the region a history of every one of their fraternities.
Very nice.
An outstanding kind of example for all of us. And I think the write-ups were only maybe 1 to 3 or 4 pages each, something like that. And it was just a nice little booklet with a spiral bound binder to it. Inexpensive and not very long, but something I think all of us should try to do.
Yes, thanks, Frank. Excellent.
Yay, Christine.
I guess it's my turn again. Family first, business second. That was Vicki. Things are going the right direction for sure.
Hallelujah.
She's still on the ventilator. She's still